What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Edison, with the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere that we get stars. We got a special episode out here today. We're out here for the Soundset Festival in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're here with Taylor J. Takeover, who's going to be performing tomorrow night.
What's going on? What's good, bro? How you feeling, man?
Good, man. Good.
That's what's up.
So I want to start right away. I know that Shaheem Reed, the hip-hop historian, he was kind of like your mentor early on in your career. So yep. I want to know a little bit about that link up and, you know, what it means to you to have someone like that kind of supporting your brand and pushing you forward.
So how it happened, man, this was probably like 2012. I was down in Atlanta at the time. Mm-hmm. And I met, I was putting together a project called Control. It was a mixtape I had called Control. And I was getting different features through the label I was signed with at the time. So I was just letting them know, like, it was certain songs that I heard different artists on. So we was just making different pieces come together, you know what I'm saying, different features and stuff. And at the end, I'm just like, man, I was explaining to the president of the label at the time in one of my studio sessions, like, man, Shaheem Reed, like, I would love to link with him, you know what I'm saying? Like if we could get him to, because at the time, he had just hosted one of Rick Ross's mixtapes. I forgot which one it was. So I'm like, damn, if I could get Shaheem to host this one, that'd be dope. Mm-hmm. And it was like a real, like meaningful concept behind that project, you know what I'm saying? And that's the type of shit like that he was on, like even with the Rick Ross one, it was like kind of, it meant something, you know what I'm saying? So he would come and just like say his little 1-2 and it just added to the vibe of the songs and the whole project. So I just feel like that'd be dope for mine.
So like narrating in a sense?
Yeah, kind of narrating it, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So on mine, he was just like, after like every few songs, like in the beginning, the middle and the end of the project, he would just come through and like give like like a meaning and example behind different ways of control, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because the project was called Control. Mm-hmm. So he was just talking about just different ways of what control means in life itself, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But so just after me just explaining that shit, like 3 days later after me telling, you know, the label about me wanting Shaheem on the project, I had another session like 3 days later, bro, and he just walked in the door.
Like, oh, literally, just like that. Yeah.
Like, we in there chilling, me and my boys, we in there chilling, and Shaheem just walked in, like, what's good, bro? I'm like, damn, what's good?
And you explained kind of like the idea of your album to the label, or like, did they, like, how did that message translate to him? Because he must have supported the album, and that's
right.
Why.
So, once he got there, we chopped it up a little bit, and then right away, we just got to playing music from the project, you know what I'm saying? So, he got to get his own personal vibe from the project, and he kind of got to calculate his own thoughts on control and absorb everything on his own, really, you know what I'm saying, just from being there. So he spent a couple days there, like yeah. We did interviews and everything, so just I think he spent maybe like a week there, you know what I'm saying? So over that week, we just got to get on the same page overall, you know what I'm saying? So that's how
have you guys worked together ever since, or?
Yeah. We linked a few times. It's been a while since I've seen Shaheem or talked mm-hmm. to him, but yeah, we definitely we worked on some videos, you know, for BET Jams when it first went from MTV to BET Jams.
Yeah,
we worked on getting some videos on there. Just spoke here and there, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, for sure. I actually went to New York, linked with him. We kicked it in New York, went out and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So tell me like a little bit about your videos. They all have like they're very different from like a lot of people in the industry are doing now. You know what I mean? You have different visuals. You have you know, you're kind of portraying yourself in a different light in a sense. So tell me a little bit about that creative idea behind most of your videos. Especially like the one with the turtleneck where you're kind of just standing.
Right.
It's like you're almost preaching to the people.
Yeah, definitely, man. I just try to, like, every song, bro, I just try to really dig deep into what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when I'm making a song, I already see it. Like, I'm just so visionary with stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I could be in mid-song, mid-verse, not even completed the song yet, but I could see the visual already done, you know what I'm saying? So really, bro, I just learned to just trust my vision, you know what I'm saying? Trust my ideas, bro. And I just been blessed to be able to link with different creative directors and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, that could bring that stuff to life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So would you say you kind of like try to keep your videos more simple so people focus on your lyrics more? Like, you don't throw a lot of different moving images in your videos. You kind of like want people to focus on you. That's how I feel personally.
Right.
So, do you think that's something that's coming from your lyrics, or it's just something that happened by accident?
I feel like that's something that didn't happen naturally. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of my songs be kind of like feeling like that. So maybe the videos just always end up kind of needing to feel like that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, you know, in the past, I haven't been able to like do a lot of my real ideas, you know what I'm saying, for financial reasons or for
resources
and stuff like that, or not having people that know how to do it and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's the regular struggle,
I be having to settle. Like, a lot of my videos, bro, I be wishing I could have did something way bigger or different, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But I just work with what I could work with, bro, because at the end of the day,
once making the best song's what you got
out,
for right now.
Yeah, bro, once a song, then I trust the music at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the way the world is today with the internet and stuff, bro, people just want to see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just want to see you
constantly
expressing it visually. You know what I'm saying? It's different from just them riding and seeing their world and listening to you. But if they can see your world and see you expressing it, it's like a different connection. So even if you ain't got too much in the video, it still be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how did you get linked into the Soundset Festival to begin with?
Bro, I don't even know. I was in traffic, driving. My manager hit me and was like, Soundset wants you. And it was as simple as that, bro. And then he screenshotted me an email of them saying they wanted me to keep everything confidential, and they was going to release the
price and whatever.
Yeah, and the list and everything, the lineup.
So when was that? How long ago?
When was that when Soundset hit you up?
March.
Yeah, March.
So for March, and this festival has been going on in your area for a while.
For years.
So was it something that you were trying to get on?
Just this the second year it was in my area.
Okay.
Wait, or the third. This might be the second or third year it was in St. Paul. It used to be out in Shakopee. That's like almost an hour away from St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like a big field, like a big open field they used to do it in. Mm-hmm. But now they brought it to the Minnesota Fairgrounds, the Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? So, and that's right in St. Paul.
So was it like a stage you were trying to be on regardless, and it kind of just came to you? Or?
Yeah, I've been wanting to do Soundset forever, bro. Like, mm-hmm. since I heard about it, you know what I'm saying? I've been wanting to do it.
It's in your state.
Exactly, bro. Like, that's a big thing for artists here, you know what I'm saying, to be able to do Soundset. So I've been definitely wanting to do it for a minute, bro. But, you know, everything is timing, you know what I'm saying? Everything is timing, bro. So it just happened to line up this year, bro. And I'm excited. I'm grateful.
And you guys got a very great time in the day, too. Like, you're performing, like, in the late afternoon, 5:30. So that's, like, prime time almost.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
bro.
I think, like, Uzi Vert is performing, like, only an hour after you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
for sure, bro. Yeah,
it's not like they just put you at, like, 12 o'clock or 11 in the morning.
Yeah, they did me right, bro. Yeah. I definitely appreciate it.
Congrats to that, man.
Yeah,
for real.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, also, you've tell me about the Senior Society. I read a little bit about it, and that I know that helps you kind of work with a lot of big artists. Nipsey Hussle. You had Gucci Mane on a song. So tell me about, like, that was early in your career too. That was around 2013. So tell me how that happened early in career, and how that motivated you to keep pushing forward in music.
Right. So Senior Society. The word seniors is a word that I learned. I did a semester and a half at a music business school college.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Downtown St. Paul. And I learned about this word that one of the teachers was talking about. And he was just saying, like, the word genius basically cancels out genius. And in the world, in the future, it's not going to be about being a genius you know what I'm saying, and being book smart and stuff like that. It's gonna be about a genius, being a genius of your scene and knowing what the people want. And you know what I'm saying, like a supply and demand type of concept I took it as, you know what I'm saying, and it just stuck with me, bro, you know what I'm saying, and the word was just so unique to me, you know what I'm saying. So I ended up like taking that word and running with it and just named my own company after that, my own label, you know what I'm saying. So the name of my label is Genius Entertainment.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Senior Society is going to be another branch off of Senior's Entertainment.
Got it.
In the near future. We haven't got to that because we still trying to make sure Senior's Entertainment is planted fully.
Right.
But
right.
Once that's planted fully and we start working with signing artists and stuff like that, then you'll start seeing Senior Society, Senior Sports, Senior's other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
But as far as the Nipsey situation, the whole time I was in Atlanta, well, majority of the time I was in Atlanta, I was signed to an independent label down there called Big Play okay. Entertainment. They had like YC, Racks on Racks on Racks, Young Dose, where they do that. They had like them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I signed to them, that goes back to the Control Project when I was just talking about different
right.
features and stuff I wanted with different songs I was hearing. So this particular song, though, it was a session I had with Jazzy Faye. Jazzy Faye came and we went through beats he had and I picked the beat and then he just started, you know, kind of like mumbling and fishing for a melody and stuff. And then he said, people gonna talk about you. And that's like what the hook, like mm-hmm. the main hook, you know what I'm saying, to the song with Nip. So we just had his hook and my verse. And then I was just like, man, I need Nip on this, you know what I'm saying? Like Nip. And nobody knew who he was at that time, bro. Like, I'm in Atlanta.
This is before the Crenshaw album, or?
This is before the Crenshaw album. This is right before the Crenshaw album.
Oh, okay.
But this is right after, the Marathon mixtape.
Okay.
But before Crenshaw. So
you had heard of him before at that time?
Yeah, I was on Nip, like, for sure. Before I moved to Atlanta, me and my boys fuck with Nip, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was almost like a struggle trying to get my label to, like, help me pay for that feature, you know what I'm saying? Because they was like, man, we don't know who Nipsey is. And they was all about if we, you know, they was all, I mean, they definitely trusted me, but, you know, it's like, everybody
got to
agree.
You convinced your label to kind of pay for Nipsey Hussle's feature at a time
so
when.
So we even pay half of it.
Yeah.
Me and my boys.
Wow. Wow.
Well, one of my boys did on our behalf. One of my boys that was still stationed up here while me and him was down there. Well, us three was down there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we was like, yeah, bro, he wanted five bins. So we came with $2,500 and was like, look, bro.
There you go.
We haven't asked y'all to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Just do us half. You know
did you get
saying?
To work with him one-on-one or was it kind of like a...
No, it was like through the airways, you know what I'm saying? We sent the session.
Gotcha.
And then they sent he sent the verse back. But like when they sent the verse back, because my manager was talking to Adam the whole time, you know what I'm saying? And Adam was like, man, Nip really, really fucks with this song. Like, he even did some extra shit at the end that he don't even normally do. Like, he's talking to you and, like, giving you advice on the end of the song. And, like, even in the verse, bro, like, he's responding to what I'm saying in my verse.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, not to get on in your business, my nigga, but this is what I do. Focus on your guap. Focus on your heart. You make it to the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then even
that's
after
what I thought,
that,
like, when I first listened to the song, I figured that you guys worked together on it because it did feel, like, very personal, you know, between the two of you. So, like.
And it was, I'm just blessed it came out the sound, like, you know what I'm saying? But it was just so real. It was just relatable to everybody on the song in different ways. You
and
know
it's crazy that you picked out a legend before he was a legend. You know what I mean,
bro?
So
like,
you know, shout out to you for
for sure.
For
I'm blessed
that.
To have that song, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
It's timeless, you know.
You know what I'm saying. So yeah, bro, for sure.
And then you also had Gucci Mane on an album. Is that kind of like a similar situation, or was that a different link up?
Gucci was a little bit more personal, like that. Like he came to the studio and did his verse.
Got it.
Gucci fucked with, you know, the niggas from that. Was from my label. They're all from East Atlanta. They all grew up together and shit. So when I came to Big Play, bro, it was just like, damn, we got this new artist, Taylor J. This nigga is crazy. Like, y'all need to come by the studio and come check Taylor J out.
Yeah.
So everybody was coming by, just seeing who I was and what all the hype was about. You know what I'm saying? Because the niggas from the label was amping me up. Like, this is the new flagship artist. Everything is Taylor J. Whatever you want to do, we doing it. We finna get back on. We ain't had a hit since Racks on Racks on Racks. This is it right here. You know what I'm saying? So Gucci came through, did the verse. Then we did the video. But Gucci would call Reek, the CEO from the label, damn near every day. I'll be in a session.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come in with Gucci on the phone. Gucci be on the phone like, man, what you doing with Taylor, man? Let me sign him.
Mm.
Let me sign him, man. Reek like, man, Gucci, man, you know what I'm saying, man? I need Taylor, man, you know what I'm saying? We can work together, man, but you know what I'm saying? We can do some business, help him get popping this shit, but you know what I'm saying? We need Taylor. So Gucci, man, let me just fuck with him then, you know what I'm saying? Let me just start fucking with him, bring him to the studio, you know what I'm saying, to the studio, bring him to the video shoots. So from there, I just start going to, like we exchange numbers and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, he would
so
just...
So at this point, are you seeing, like, stars... In your future, you know what I mean? At this point in your career,
bro,
you're seeing like, all right.
At this point in my career, bro, you can't tell me I'm not finna be on.
Yeah.
Period.
Not today, but I'm saying at that time.
No, at that time, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
At that time, you couldn't tell me that I wasn't finna be on.
Right.
Like, I was convinced, bro. Like, I was around everything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like shock value to me, too, because I wasn't living like this in St. Paul, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm down with all these niggas that I be seeing on TV and been wanting to fuck with. Now I'm doing songs with these niggas. I'm in the club with these niggas. I could be in traffic. These niggas will see me and say, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But going back to timing, everything timing too, you know what I'm saying? But
so now you're working independent, right?
Yeah, yep. So I got distribution through Empire, but just working the scene.
Right, just
move.
Distribution deals.
Yeah.
But so what happened with the record label in Atlanta, and what made you kind of come back here?
So with the thing with Atlanta, my contract was naturally coming to an end, and then at the same time, it was a lot of like personal things that was going on between the people at the label, you know what I'm saying, that was slowing the studio down, you know what I'm saying? So the studio was like slowly but surely shutting down, and that was like our compound. Like, if it ain't no studio, it ain't nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's where everybody went to do everything, you know what I'm saying? So that was the structure. That's like home, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could all be family, but if we ain't got no home, it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So at that point, bro, it was like, you know, they was taking care of everything, like my rent and everything, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, because I moved down there with nothing. Like I got to just make something happen, you know what I'm saying? So.
How long were you out there for altogether?
Like, 3 years, 3-4 years.
All under the label, everything?
Like, 1 year. Yeah. Probably the first year, we was, like, just trying to figure some shit out. And I think, like, right after our close, right before the first year, we met these two dudes named Gino and Devin, and they was business partners with Big Play. They were like managers over there for different artists and shit. So they brought us over there, and that's how we signed the Big Play, through them.
And then, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, once that all shut down, bro, I was forced to come back to the crib because I didn't have no money, couldn't pay the rent, nothing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, shit, I gotta go back home. Chucked it up and came back to the crib and just started rebuilding. Took everything I knew, everything I learned, bro, and just applied it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask, like, was that more motivating for you to kind of push even harder, or was did that bring you down for a little while?
It really didn't bring me down because I knew what I knew now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what I know, and it don't mean I can't go back down there and do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not signed to them. I'm my own artist now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure you take more pride in like what you've achieved on your own at this point.
For sure. I always did though, bro. Like, even with them, you know what I'm saying? It would be times where they didn't agree with something and we would still do it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't come down there not knowing what we was doing. We was coming down there to connect and partner up with some other people that was doing what we was doing. So we always had a direction and a sight of, you know what I'm saying, where we belong at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure.
So when you were younger, you started with a couple of different names. You had King Taylor before, right?
Well, King Taylor was like an alias. You know what I'm saying? That was there in Atlanta.
Your other alias was Your Girl's Secret? Is that was?
Yeah, I put that in an interview one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just bullshitting.
So tell me, like, all right, where you get your name from, Taylor J, and, you know, the Taylor J takeover, that whole, the brand, that push, where does that come from?
So I started out, my first rap name was Trouble. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was in a rap group with these two other niggas, Flaw and Cam.
Okay.
Cause I was Trouble through middle school and shit. And then when I got to my high school freshman year, I linked up with the two known rappers at the high school, at Central High School. And they were already a group together. So I just added with them, like, damn, I'm the new dude. It was kind of already word that I be going in and shit. And I was getting word that they be going in. So we linked and became Midwest Mafia. That was our group.
Okay.
And I was Trouble. But then by the time high school got to ending, life started going different directions for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I became a solo artist, you know what I'm saying? So then I'm getting older now, I'm out of high school. Yeah. I don't wanna be called Trouble no more and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I wanna do something that's more brand, like able to be branded in something that's more me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And my full name is Walter Taylor Jr.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I might as well just use my real name, you know what I'm saying? And everybody call me Taylor already anyway. So fuck it. I'm a junior. J Taylor J sounds cool. I'm Taylor J.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now it's I'll be just Taylor. Motherfuckers don't even really say Taylor J no more. Like, so
just
yeah.
Taylor, right.
Yeah, yep.
So tell me about the takeover movement.
So the takeover movement, so when I decided that I'm gonna be called Taylor J, now I gotta brand this shit now. I gotta start a brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I link with all my boys. We connect.
So you've been with your manager here and your other boy that you came with for a long time, since almost the beginning.
For sure.
Did you go to Atlanta since with the both of them too? Or no?
Yeah, we all used to eat spaghetti with like dry noodles and we used to have to be quiet when the Aaron's furniture people came because we wasn't paying the rent on the furniture and we slept on the floor and the mattress and shit and split the $10 boxes at Pizza Hut and shit. That type of shit.
That beginning.
You did.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, but that's crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah, bro. And we lit now.
Yeah, all together, all of you.
For real.
So yeah, about the takeover movement in general.
So we started the Taylor J Takeover, TJT.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This was before we went to Atlanta, and we just was just killing all the clubs downtown Minneapolis. We came up with the merch. We had like TJT. You know what I'm saying? Sweaters, crew necks, and hoodies and shit, and everybody, bro, it was just TJT crazy in St. Paul and Minneapolis, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we was young, just going to the club, opening up for everybody, just, it was the TJT, Taylor J Takeover.
Mm.
And then, probably like a year or two ago, I came up with this, you know what I'm saying? Mm. We was like, we was really just trying to come up with a new design for merch. Cause we've been doing the TJT shit with the shit on the sleeves. Like, that was like our first design. It was like, we just need something more simple. And really, bro, no bullshit. Not even, you know, I'm not no hype type of person, bro. You know what I'm saying? But when I saw, we was looking at Nip's merch.
Yeah.
And not really the Crenshaw signature too. And I just thought of that. And that could have been a subconscious thing, but his All Money In merch, where he got the A, the I, and the dollar sign, which is the circle.
Yeah.
He had like a small logo just over the chest and shit. So we was like, man, we need to just put something small over the chest right there. You know what I'm saying? So I just literally, bro, just on my iPhone, on the scanner thing, just drew. Oh no, I wrote it on the paper and just signed Takeover. But I say Takeover. Like, that's like my known, how I say it. So I just was like, just signatured it real quick, just the first try. OOOVVVEERRR after the take. And then I was like, damn, that looked dope. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on the phone with him and I'm showing him. He like, yeah, that looked dope. You should scan it. You got to download this app to scan it on your iPhone. We scanned it. And when it was on the iPhone, it just looked super dope, bro. And we just ran with it, start putting it on shit. And that's how the takeover shit. Yep. Now, and it's more simple and better now. It's takeover. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Simple start, but boom, one try.
For real, bro.
But I want to know, like, about Minneapolis and Minnesota in general, the hip-hop scene here. Like, what is it like? Do artists, like, collaborate? Or you were kind of telling us earlier that they don't really work together, but everybody kind of appreciates each other's work. So what's the scene like? And is it hard to, like, move from this state and from these cities, actually?
Like, going back to, like, earlier what I was saying outside, like, right now, bro, it's better than, like, right now, bro, it's really better than it's ever been. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists been working with each other, you know what I'm saying, lately. Before, like, a year or two ago, maybe, you know what I'm saying? And still now today, it still needs to be more, you know what I'm saying? But I just feel like everybody be so focused on naturally what they got going on. We don't see the strategy into working with each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's actually a strategy and a power in working with other artists, you know what I'm saying? So, but I feel like we catching on more, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely been connecting the dots more lately. I just did a session like the night before last night with DB the Roster. He's another St. Paul artist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he's from the east side. He's from a different neighborhood than I'm from, you know what I'm saying? But that's even good for, you know what I'm saying?
For
St. Paul too, you know what I'm saying?
Is there a lot of, like, of tension between the east and the west? And
it's
general,
not the
St.
west,
Paul?
It's like the Rondo area, the Selby
area.
There's
different neighborhoods, kind of.
Yeah, bro, it's like, you know what I'm saying? The past, yeah, definitely it's been conflict for sure. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I always been, you know what I'm saying, like,
focused on your own kind of thing.
Focused on my shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't really get too involved in that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? But just seeing that in general, I still am a voice for my side of town, you know what I'm saying? And just seeing that, bro, it's good, you know what I'm saying? Even, like, me and DB, it was me, DB, and some other artists from Minneapolis, you know what I'm saying, that I wasn't aware of before that night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and even when I was in that studio session, I was just feeling like, damn, this is what's up. You know what I'm saying? And this is how it happens in the industry, bro. Like, artists do sessions with each other. They fuck with each other. They make songs together.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is what we need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? So
how about, like, getting out of the state? Is that, like, a hard coming out of Minnesota? Because just in general, like,
nah,
I
want to
say people don't want... Because I'm from New York, I don't know, maybe I just don't know, but it just feels like people probably don't pay attention as much here as they would at, like, another major city.
Man, just lately, bro, it been changing. Lately, bro, Minnesota been getting a lot of looks from a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, we're from here, so we pay attention to every little thing for sure. But
you can kind of see it.
I could see it just from a regular standpoint, bro. Like, Minnesota is definitely getting more recognized. There's more artists getting more opportunities from out of here now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we actually got shit going on. We got sound set. We got shit here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but no, it's not hard. If anything, bro, like when I was in Atlanta or like when I be in LA, bro, I be feeling like it's an advantage because I'm from a place that nobody knows about. They pay more attention. You know what I'm saying? It's like they want to see.
It's like very different for
them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not from where everybody else is.
They want to hear what that sounds like.
So
oh, what's
like,
that Minnesota sound?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then when they see how cool I am and I'm regular and it's just regular shit, it just be like, yeah, I fuck with dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, bro, I if anything, it's an advantage, for real.
And I feel like in Minnesota in general, like, there's no specific sound. I mean, you guys have, like, some artists that are, you know, Atmosphere, etc. But, like, there's no specific sound that comes from here. Everybody's kind of different in their own artist, whereas, like, you know, Atlanta has a sound. You know
and
what I mean?
And I feel like maybe that might come with working together more, too.
A more, you know, common
to
sound.
Come up with
here.
A sound.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you know what I'm saying? If you look at Detroit, they all from different hoods, different sides, but them niggas all got songs together and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They been created. It's like they collectively, individually created a sound for their city. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we could do the same shit here, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely. For sure.
So tell me, like, what's your plans for the future? What are your goals that you're trying to hit this year in 2019?
This year, bro, I just want to take this Seniors brand to another level, mm-hmm. and the Takeover brand. You know what I'm saying? But I want to dig more into, like, the Seniors brand, and I want to just start, like, really pushing that, because there's a lot of meaning behind that, and that's really what I want, you know what I'm saying, ultimately, to be the machine behind the Take. Like, I want that to be the label, you know what I'm saying? So I just really just want to just keep building what I'm doing, bro, and just get it bigger, get it stronger, and just gain more. Just
get to the next level.
Yeah, bro, just next steps, next level, bro, just progression every day, bro. Yeah, that's always my thing, bro.
One step forward always motivates the next one. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
you get a little
bro.
Bit more forward, you're like, all right, now I can get here.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
Yep,
so you
exactly.
never stop moving.
Exactly, bro. So yeah, bro, as long as I'm progressing every day, bro, I'm good. Bro, for sure.
So tell everybody where they can listen to the music, where to follow you on the Instagram, Twitter, all that.
You can follow me everywhere at Taylor J Takeover, at Taylor J Takeover, everything, man. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, it's all Taylor J Takeover. As far as where you can listen to me at, wherever you listen to music at, literally, like, just type in Taylor J and I'm gonna be there.
Yeah. So now we normally have artists like perform on the show. So can we peer pressure you into a freestyle?
Man,
hey, it's up to you, man. If your style ain't free, then it's fine. But
I mean, I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Next time
yeah,
we come to Minneapolis, we're getting a freestyle,
for
all right?
Sure.
Or when he comes to New York,
for sure.
All right, man. Thanks. Thanks for linking with us. And
man,
you know,
appreciate y'all having me, bro.
We'll be seeing
sure.
you later in the city and all
for
that.
Sure,
and tomorrow,
sure.
definitely at Soundset, 5 o'clock, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Well, by the time you guys listen to this,
so
you've missed Soundset.
It have been late.
Don't listen
already.
Next year because he'll be here.
Take over.
Right. How to get so blessed? 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 He just keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. He just keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. I done did a little dirt, I done did a lot of dirt. I done sold a little work, but he keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. How'd I get so blessed? I used to stress. I used to walk with my head down. I was in debt. I used to complain, but I never hated.
No, I never hated.
I knew that my time was coming. Nigga, I waited. Now I feel so blessed, I might spend the whole check. Money never was the key,
no.
Hating never was the key,
no.
Perseverance was the key, the top is near as it could be. One more step, I'ma have to use my wings. I got scared of settling, I got used to better things. My ex a bitter bitch, I had to get a better team. I used to count up my 3 fives, just trying to get rid of them by the night. They going for 40, my people could get them for 35. It was crunch time, used to battle niggas in the lunch line. For they lunch nine, nigga lunch mine. They never wanna never give me shit, now they want mine. How'd I get so blessed? 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 He just keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. He just keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. I done did a little dirt, I done did a lot of dirt. I done sold a little work, but he keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. He just keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. He just keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. I done did a little dirt, I done did a lot of dirt. I done sold a little work, but he keep on blessing me, bless me, bless me. He just keep on blessing me, bless me. These songs ain't stressing me, stress me. Your favorite artists steal my melodies. They try to duplicate my recipe, but they can't do it like it's meant to be. First you pop and then they message you, and then you do them how they used to do you. It's amazing what a blessing do, how'd I get so blessed? I was a mess, I couldn't sleep with my bread down, I couldn't rest. Then I started seeing tables, they turned around. Then came the checks, I didn't know if I should break down or if I should flex.
Fuck it, let's flex.
I made history before I ever made a check.
Fuck it, let's flex.
You should come and work for me, you look like you in debt.
Fuck it, let's flex.
I fucked your favorite rapper, bitch, I put it on the set.
Fuck it, let's flex.
I got now and if I don't retire, I got next. Fuck it, I'm blessed.
He just keep on blessing me, blessing me, bless me.
He just keep on blessing me, blessing me, bless me. I done did a little dirt, I done did a lot of dirt. I done sold a little work, but he keep on blessing me, blessing me, blessing me. He just keep on blessing me, blessing me, blessing me. He just keep on blessing me, blessing me, blessing me. I done did a little dirt, I done did a lot of dirt. I done sold a little work.
work, but he keep on blessing me, blessing me, blessing me.